I'm not sure what morning routines most of you have, but all of us have a routine that kicks off our day. We are creatures of habit, even to the point of where you sit at Mass. I know where to find you. But we are creatures of habit. My morning routine, for those of you who are curious, and you're probably not, starts with the news. I roll over, hit a little button, and the first thing I listen to is the news. So I wake up for the news, and my day starts on the half hour. So it's either going to be 6:30 or 6 or 6:30 or 8. Whenever, but it'll be that first half hour news. And the reason why I do that, for your knowledge, is so that the next thing that happens in my day, after I've had my own private affairs, which includes my prayer, is I'm usually with people doing something. And what happens at the beginning of the day, I need to take into the rest of the day. So if, for example, I hear on the news that there's been another tsunami in Indonesia and so many hundreds have been killed, that helps determine the interaction that I'm going to have with people during the day, to some extent. Not completely, but to some extent. Because the first person that I might come across is an Indonesian whose family might be living near Java or Sumatra. And that helps me have something in common, if you like, with that individual. The only trouble with waking up to the news is that very often the news isn't good. It's not always bad, because bad implies a moral thing, and it's not always. It's just, I mean, a tsunami is not a moral issue. A tsunami is just a big wave that got out of control, sort of. Moral issues are things like the horrible wars and the bombings that we heard in Kabul this morning, where more people were blown up. They're moral things, because they are bad things that people cause. And if you keep listening to bad news, I think it has the potential to turn us into really sort of sour, negative people. And we have to fight pretty hard, most of us, not to be a sour, negative person. We have to fight very hard this day and age in Australia to be inspired and to be uplifted through old biblical terms, for example, like majesty and mystical. I'm not talking magic, but majesty, the greatness of God, the bigness of God, the mystery of God. I mean, I don't get it. A lot of us say that. Well, I'm glad you don't get it, or we don't get it, because if you got it, you understood it all, there'd be no reason to have faith, because you've got it all. And it is faith that is actually the key that unlocks our understanding and our ability to live with the good things and the not so good things that happen in our life. Without that unlocking, our life would be terrible. It would be full of sorrow and despair. That's no different for us today than what it was at the time that Jesus was born. The gospel writers and those that put the words together in the letter to the Hebrews, especially this morning, they lived in a time where there was much more despair on their doorstep than what you and I have probably ever experienced. They never woke up to the news on the radio, because the news was on their doorstep, be it angry Romans or angry Jews or the angry enemy over the hill, the poor who were at their door always. All of those things are in the mystery and symbolised in what we celebrate as the Christ event. And it's hard for us to get in touch with that sometimes, simply because we're sort of so far removed. And then all of a sudden, we get just a little jolt, something to remind us that, hey, it's not so bad. And that jolt, for us at this time of the year, is actually Christmas. The jolt in biblical terms was called the Word. It's a capital W when you read the scriptures. It says the Word was made flesh. It's a capital W. So Jesus is referred to as the Word. We see him as the infant. The reason why we have that image of the infant is because the next line is, and the Word was made flesh, and he dwelt amongst us. So that helps us unlock the mystery a little bit. God, the bigness of God, the awesomeness of God, who I can't see or feel, or I can feel, but I can't touch. All of a sudden, I come face to face with him in the humanity. God in his divinity, and you can think of clouds and angels or whatever you like. But at Christmas, we unlock that mystery and we get a glimpse of the humanity of God, that he was one of us and he dwelt amongst us. And therefore, he must have known joy and he must have known sorrow. He must have known great happiness and great sadness, because he was one of us. He knew the good things in life and he knew the things that are not so good in life. He knew how to do wrong, but he chose not to do wrong. And that's probably where we start to differ a little bit. Most of us know not to do wrong, but we sometimes still do wrong. So that unlocks the mystery of Jesus as God, because the only reason that he came to us as a human being was to remind us that we've been given a promise, and that promise is our eternal life. So no matter how miserable your life may feel at the moment, how sorrowful you may feel at the moment, how guilty you may feel at the moment with yourself, no matter all of that negativity that might be in your life, today of all days, at this time of the year, is a day to put all of that aside, because the light has come into your darkness. And that light is in the image of one of us, screaming. He had dirty nappies. He had the whole thing. He was the complete package and more. We are the incomplete package. We are told in Scripture that we're sons and daughters of God. So we're just incomplete at the moment. But when we unlock with our faith, whatever that might be, or our lack of faith, perhaps, whatever we can to unlock a little bit of the mystery, then that consolation is knowing that at least I've been promised eternal life. Despite what I want to do with this life, I've been promised eternal life. And if that promise was a lie, then all of this is completely in vain. And it's not in vain. You prove to me that it's not in vain, because you are here on this morning. And God bless you for that. And God bless you throughout this year. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.